So it's those stories that really would help that younger generation that's coming up in that business to say, you know what? I'm going to stay true to my dream because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm pure prime example of that light.
Oh, I love that voice. That voice is proof. The big things come in small packages. That's right. Only 5'2". And this person is going to be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff.
We have a
liftoff. We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super You. Man, it is so good to have you on today's podcast. This is your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. Some days you just have those days that are down. Other days they're way up. Today's a way up day. And just giving us gratitude. It's been challenging times. We live in challenging times, but you're going to love today's guest. That's right. We have Kevin Hart to give us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast. And whether you're listening to this in your car, hopefully you're working out at the gym, maybe you're going for a walk or a run, the whole point of this show is to uplift you, to get us back on the track, to give us those tips, those 7 tips that help unlock and unleash that superpower. Sometimes that superpower is hidden because we're cowering, you know, not in a bad way. It's just life can be very difficult and challenging, and it's a roller coaster. Some days are super up, some days are down. And it's really just about making sure that we're getting back to that core of just making sure each and every day as much as we can that we continue to grow, we continue to improve, and then we understand that we don't know when we're going to take our last breath. So it's about taking that pause and making sure that we're living our best moment each and every moment, staying present. Now, I struggle with this. That's why we started this show. I go, if I'm struggling with this and I start talking to other people, everyone goes through this, no matter how successful you are. It's about going through that struggle each and every day, but making sure that you're doing what you like that makes you feel fulfilled, that gives you that joy and that happiness. And so again, I am super excited with Kevin Hart here today. I'll give you a little more background on Kevin for those that aren't as familiar with him. Kevin Hart is a comedian and an actor that has his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You may have seen him in such movies as Little Fockers, Central Intelligence, Ride Along 2, About Last Night, Captain Underpants, the first epic movie, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, Night School, on and on and on. Often he co-stars with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Check out his Super You podcast, The Rock. I think we've had him on here twice, but if you check out The Rock, he's 6'4", and Kevin's 5'2", so they're a modern-day version of twins, if you recall that movie. With Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Governator. But here we are with 7 super tips from Kevin Hart, and it's all made possible by Amazon Prime. So thank you to our sponsor, Amazon Prime, specifically Amazon Audible. So if you're on the go and you like to listen to books, it's a great way to digest great content. Is that you're too busy to actually sit down and read, that you actually, or you're on the go, you're traveling a lot, you just want to listen, you're at the gym, you're exercising, you're outside, whatever it might be. It's a great way to listen to books is via Audible, Amazon Audible. So thank you to our sponsors and thank you, our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's Super You podcast. So without further ado, I want to give you tip number 1 from Kevin Hart.
So my drive is about my book. I was a New York Times number 1 bestseller. People would be done. They did it. I'm writing another book. What happens if you are a 2-time New York Times number 1 bestseller? If you get the 2, what happens if you get the 3? Hey, man, how do books become successful? Who publishes them? I want to start a publishing company, Heartbeat Publishing. Why not? That's the thing. All I'm doing is sparking the awareness in others to go, why not? Why can't I create? Why can't I start? Why can't I be a business? Why can't I be a CEO? Why can't I be a tech guru? There's so much that some people just don't understand they can do. Let me be a spark to show how much, how many different things. You don't have to do just one thing. Because I never was content with doing just one two or three. Why not? Kevin, why are you creating health and wellness products? Why not? I'm big on health and wellness. Why can't I try to create something that I feel is great and jump into a space that I'm already in? I already give 100% of me in this space. Why not? Why can't I talk about financial wealth? Why can't I go back and educate those that don't know? Why not? You don't got the time. I make time.
Why not? I'm going to ask myself, that's great, Kevin. Why not? I'm going to ask myself that today and every day. Why not? Why not me? Why not now? Why not me? Why not now? Now, Kevin, you were born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, July 6th. Just missed July 4th. That'd be cool to be born on July 4th in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia, the original capital. July 6th, 1979, and you're raised by your single mother, Nancy Hart. I know your father, it's been well documented in some of the stuff that you've done even, that your father, Henry Witherspoon, was often in constant legal trouble and spent many stints in jail. So it's in battled cocaine addiction, which we know is so difficult to do. And you have an older brother, Robert. So it's just amazing to see how you came out of those adverse circumstances, but that your mom was able to raise you as a single mom, which happens more often than not, unfortunately. But so great to see you actually make it through. And then you, after college, you moved to Brockton, Massachusetts, where you became a shoe salesman. Man, that's got to be tough, all those smelly feet, but a shoe salesman. And apparently you're very good at it, really good at it. That it even earned you a job with Nike, a job lined with Nike, but that your calling, that clarion call of comedy kind of beckoned you to drop the shoes and to pursue a full-time startup career in comedy. And like a lot of the folks we've had on this show, your career was not smooth at the start. And that's what we always want to convey to all our listeners here, is that we see all these people that are super successful, but there's no such thing as an overnight success. You don't see all the work and all the pain and the struggle that went into that. And that holds true for you, that you were booed off stage frequently, especially during one, and even in one show, you had a piece of chicken. We might get into that later, but chicken hurled at you. But that helped reinforce, you've said this, that it helps reinforce to help fine tune your comedic style to make you better. You know, when someone knocks you down, it's about how you're going to get up, how you're going to bounce. You know, when you fall, how are you going to bounce? If someone's trying to knock you down, you're just going to get up and be stronger the next time. And a little bit of a turn. I mean, we're talking about comedy here, so I'll throw in some hopefully comedic value. But many, many years ago when I was young and dumb and maybe not that long ago. But my friend was getting married, and so to take it to the next level, we are going to have a bachelor party. But we actually went to Miami, Florida to have a bachelor party planning committee. That's right. We kind of nerded out and rented a conference room and did PowerPoint presentations like it was a business meeting on where we should have this bachelor party. And when it comes back to the why not, I didn't have as much time to put together my presentation, but I always want to go to Cuba, and especially at that time, almost impossible to get into Cuba because of the restrictions. But I just put up a couple slides and said Cuba, and at the end I said, why the blank not? ? Wound up, we did not, that was not the winning Cuba. Cuba is not the winner. We wound up going somewhere else, but we still laugh about that today. So more importantly for you, the listener, why not? Why not now? Let's ask ourselves that today, every day. Why not? And why not now? All right, Kevin, let's roll into tip number two.
You don't know everything, and you're not that great to think that you do know everything. So my go get comes from me just saying, what's my reason not to go after everything that I possibly can? It's a game. This thing is serious, but it's got a game-like quality to it. This thing called life. It's got a game-like quality to it. In this life, the moves that we're making allow you to do more, to get more, to see more, travel more, explore, experience. Or some people are dealt a different hand and it's tougher. It's a darker road and it's, I want to get out of this. I can't. I'm doing, how do I get out? I made it. Oh, it looked like I wasn't supposed to get out, but I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm one of the people that got out. It's got a real game-like quality to it.
Man, that's so true. Life does have a game-like quality to it. And I always remind people, even though it's a game, life is a game. So you think about life as a journey. It's really cool to reframe it that life is like a game. Like if you gamify your life, how did I get here? Did someone just place me here? It's almost like living inside. If you think about that movie, Tron, it's like, are you living inside the actual video game? And so that can sometimes relieve our stress when we think about it that way. But we also need to understand there is no cheat code. A lot of people are looking for that cheat code. There might be a cheat code in the video game you're playing, but there's no cheat code in life. And speaking of games, I know that, Kevin, that you wanted to be an NBA player growing up and that while pursuing that dream, it's crazy, you would attend the same basketball camps as Kobe Bryant. And it's my understanding, this is in Philadelphia, it's my understanding that in those games or in that camp that Kobe would play left-handed and just dominate. So to keep it interesting for himself, Kobe would just play left-handed growing up at those basketball camps. And then Kevin, although obviously at 5'2", you're not going to make the NBA, but that was your dream goal. And a lot of us have these goals and all of a sudden we realize, wait, I need to pivot more into my strength, which for you was comedy. But at the same time, you still had some of those basketball skills. And in the celebrity games, you've won the, I think it was the, you won the MVP 3 straight years at these NBA All-Star celebrity games. So good for you. Now, circling back, when I say that if you think about your life as a game, like think about it almost as a video game, it can relieve the stress when you wake up and all of a sudden there's that unforeseen challenge. And we're going to have one today. There's going to be multiple ones today. It's almost like, whoa, this pile of garbage just landed out of the sky. Like think of a video game. You're trying to avoid that pile of garbage landing on you. It lands right in front of you. Now it's your job, think about video game, is to go around it. You're like, whoa, why did this challenge get placed here? Don't know. But it's my job to go around that challenge and get back to my firm destination, get back to that firm goal that I've set. So sometimes that can relieve the stress. Instead of sitting there going, why me? Why is this happening to me? Like, whoa, okay, didn't expect this one. Let's go around it. Let's kind of gamify our life, that game of life. Here we are with tip number 3.
If I can keep beating myself, pause, if I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle. I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to beat, and that's me. I don't care about anybody else. I have no worry or gripe about the next man or woman's journey or their level of success. That's not what I'm up against. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead. And I'm ahead. And that's the newfound energy that I got out of life now. You know, I'm on this amazing Rocky story with myself. It's in my head. Nobody else is watching this movie but me. It's in my head. This is Rocky. This is the comeback. This is exactly what I saw in the movie. And I'm going to come back better than ever. I'm going to be 41. My body's going to be ripped up. I'm going to be about 8% body fat. And then I'm ready. Ready for what, Kevin? That's what I want. I want that day to be like, yeah, now what? And then I figure out what. I figure out what that what is then.
How much happier would we be if we just compared yourself to yourself yesterday or your yesterday self? How much happier would we all be if we compared ourselves to our yesterday self? You know, this is very hard to do, and it's one of the downfalls, especially today. I mean, think about all the social media out there. We see everyone else's unattainable life, that perfect life. You see a fitness guru posting perfectly lit abs after she's done 1,000 crunches, and then Photoshop that image. Like, it's an impossible, unattainable thing. And we can go into that. It's a whole nother talk show. But it's really about understanding to run your race. And it's similar to the previous kind of stacking on tip number two. The game of life isn't against other people. The game of life is you growing, you showing improvement. You know, that's the key to fulfillment. That's the key to happiness. Are you growing as an individual? And it's when you think about it, the modern day sin, the number one modern day sin is comparing yourself to others, comparing yourself to the neighbors, comparing yourself to the Joneses. Honestly, the happiest people I know aren't the richest or the ones with the most accolades and awards. They're the ones, what are the ones? Who's the happiest? It's the people that are comfortable in their own skin. And they just work every day to become better version of themselves, not better than their, or they're competing with their neighbors. They're actually competing with themselves. They're trying to beat themselves. They're trying to grow each and every day. When you think about that, running your own race, and speaking of running your own race, Kevin, is like, you completed recently the New York City Marathon in just over 4. I'm a terrible runner. Long distance running is not my thing. I played basketball in college, so whenever I had to do anything over 2 miles, I was like, oh my gosh. But you competed the New York City Marathon in just over 4 hours. That's crazy. And also Chicago Marathon, similar time. And then I know your interest in running, I think it led to a deal with Nike. And then you regularly lead these special 5K runs for disadvantaged children in cities all around the world. And that if you ever want to hear your voice, Kevin, in your headphones cheering you on as you run, I mean, you got the most enthusiastic voice. I love it. Is that it's in the audio programs on Nike Run Club app. So you can hear Kevin, your voice, like, do it. Come on, keep going. So that's awesome. All right. Speaking of awesome, here is another awesome tip. Tip number 4.
And, you know, it's tough because there's gifts and there's curses to it, of course. Like, there's an amazing benefit behind it. And, of course, now we're seeing the, you know, the bad within it. So what I encourage any and everybody to do is just understand who you are. Truly understand who you are. Learn yourself. Learn yourself. Learn your pros and your cons. Get your flaws. Get them out the way, but with you, not to nobody else. Nobody. This is a you and you thing. And I'm telling you, people, when you really look yourself in the mirror and you start to pick yourself apart by yourself, there's only room for improvement. That's what this is. My audio book is not a live like me tutorial. It's not a do what I did tutorial. I would never do that because I don't have all the answers. All I have is stories and information that you can now be privy to that can allow you to make different turns on this road of life.
Look yourself in the mirror. Look yourself in the mirror. Know thyself. Know thyself. I think it was Socrates. We'll have to double check this, but I think it was Socrates that said, know thyself. Basically that an unexamined life isn't worth living. I love, Kevin, how you say, look in the mirror. I think all of us should do that each and every day, but I think we should take it one step further today and tomorrow morning. Today and tomorrow, here's what I want us to do. Let's just high five ourselves. High five ourselves in the mirror. First, hey, we're alive. Awesome. High five. We're alive. A lot of us take that for granted. You wake up, you're like, oh my God, this day. That's the first thought. It's like, oh, this day. Oh, there's so much I have to do. Rather, it's like, I woke up. Holy cow. I woke up. All right. How can I be better? How can I be a better dad? How can I be a better friend? How can I be a better husband, a better wife? And just look in the mirror, say, hey, you're more than enough. You woke up. Awesome. Let's high five ourselves. Let's get better today. Let's be better version of ourselves today than we were yesterday. You know, feel free. Take a picture of yourself high-fiving yourself in the mirror. I know that sounds crazy, but let's all do that. Send it to me. Equalman@equalman.com, or you know me on social. It's Equalman across the board, but Man, I love the photos you send in. I love the kind words. It really keeps me going. Hopefully it helps you when I reply back. I do reply to everything, so sorry that it takes me a while to get back sometimes, especially when I'm speaking now more and more on stage as we kind of make our way through the pandemic, because I'm back physically traveling. It's so awesome to get those oxytocin hits from all the hugs I'm getting out there. Being as safe as possible, obviously, but it's great to be out and about back with live audiences. But speaking of great, here we are with tip number 5.
I feel that in today's time, what people are most selfish with is information. Nobody wants to give information. You got to ask for it. If you ask for it, then all right, maybe. Maybe I'll tell you some stuff, but it's a search and find. Information about how to get to success. That's the want from everybody across the board. On some level, okay, everybody's success is different. This doesn't mean fame and stars. I'm not talking about that level of success for everything. I'm saying whatever your version of success is, to get to it, information from someone that's done it or that's partaken in it in some degree will only add to the value of your journey. It's only going to make it easier. It's not to say that you got to do what they said, but with that information, you're able to process it, maybe use it, maybe not, but you got it. That's what I wanted to do. I said, yo, I got a life. I got a hell of a life that I've lived, full of ups, downs, potholes, cobblestone, speed bumps, flat road, U-turns, some smack brick walls that I ran into, you know, some revolving doors of back and forth. And through it all, my mental has only gotten better because I feel like I've been in the mental gym, the mental fitness that coincides with life. You know, it should get better. You should get wiser. You should get smarter. You should be able to make better decisions.
It's funny, in the information age, you're right that it's sometimes information can be scarce on what that path to success looks like. And that's the main reason. I mean, honestly, that is the main reason why we're here today, all of us, is Super You Podcast is designed to help unlock and unleash the superpower that's within all of us. So my hope is that you're getting that information you need for that personal success that you're trying to achieve. If you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney. So stay true to your dream. That's so true, Kevin. Thanks for mentioning that. And also, first of all, thanks for being so vulnerable. So I'm going to go into some of your not biggest successes just to show people that the road is a bumpy one, especially early on. And as we get better, as we've talked about in the previous tips, we're trying to get better each and every day. And there's no day where we're perfect. We strive for perfection, but it's really about each and every day getting better. And early on, when we're younger, we have a lot more learning. So there's a lot more bumps in that road. If we're doing things right, we start to smooth that road out over time. That's where the wisdom comes from. That's why old men and women are wise beyond their years. So now you've successfully hosted several episodes of Saturday Night Live. And it's interesting because you tried out for SNL and were turned away. And during your audition, this is early in your career, that you totally bombed. And after you performed, that the room was apparently uncomfortably completely silent. And the only sounds that could be heard was the creator and producer, Lorne Michaels, munching on the popcorn.
In stand-up comedy, when I was a young comic coming up, I wanted to audition for the comic strip, which is in New York. There was a guy named Lucian who ran a comic strip. And this guy's opinion of comedy was the ultimate opinion. He saw Eddie Murphy and said, this is going to be the next guy. He saw Seinfeld, said, this is going to be the next guy. He has so many stars that came up underneath his wing where he put his hands on them by saying, you're going to be a star, and it happened. So his word was like the word to get. I auditioned for the comic strip, and Lucian tells me to come back to his office, and he sits me down. To my face, he goes, I don't think this is for you. I don't think comedy is your thing. You should find a job and you should look to do something else with your life because this isn't it for you. No laughter afterwards. Blank stare. I'm waiting for the punchline. I'm like, all right, when's it get funny? I'm not laughing. This seems real. It seems like this is real. I said, thank you for coming, but unfortunately you won't be performing here. That's it. And I had to get up and walk out the office. And that was like literally the first punch in the stomach that I took. And it took a friend of mine telling me, why do you care about somebody else's opinion? He told me, you're in charge of your own destiny. He said, you're in competition with yourself. The day that you give up on you is the day that you gave up on your dream. So if you're in the business of giving up on your dream, then I don't want to be in the business of being your friend. I think you're talented. So why don't you stay true to what you believe that you can do? And it was words like that that really made me get that skin, that thick skin to deal with Hollywood and rejection. And when I heard no 1,000 times, it started to roll off my back. And when I got that one yes, I made the decision to never hear no again. So it's those stories that really would help that younger generation that's coming up in that business to say, you know what? I'm going to stay true to my dream because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm pure prime example of that light. I've been in the business 19, 20 years, man. And that last 5 to 6 has been successful. And I'm very happy now. But there was a road for me getting here. And that road and that story should be told.
Now, that was one. Now, this piece I'm about to go over is embarrassing, but it's kind of funny. And we're always trying to get a laugh for our audience here, but get a little more insight. But like a lot of folks early in their career, that you needed money, you needed cash for community college. And that the girl that you're dating at the time suggested that you start dancing, you know, become a stripper, for lack of a better terms, at a dance club. And that you spent some of your last few dollars on a bow tie, a G-string, and some baby oil, and were practicing in your room when your brother caught you practicing. And that's when you said, nope, I didn't want to come with an excuse to justify what you were doing. And so that was the end of your dancing career, so to speak. And then also in a moment, you're a big Philadelphia Eagles fan. You're a Philadelphia native. The Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And it's well documented that, you know, maybe you had a couple too many adult beverages and that you're trying to get crash the stage where the trophy presentation was being held. It later got a little animated, so dropped the F-bomb, which didn't go well. But again, it's all about understanding that we're not perfect. It's about getting better each and every day.
I think it's your circle. And the best thing when you just talk about entertainment in a way that you just asked the question is just to simply understand. You got to understand the pros and the cons. And when you understand it and you really are aware of it, you're already different. Mm-hmm. You're already different. People only fail because they get caught up into what winning was. You're supposed to fail at some point in time. You're supposed to get knocked down a couple times. You're supposed to lose. That's how you learn. Perfection is only a word because imperfection was discovered. You can't be perfect without knowing what imperfect is. You have to experience imperfection at some point to go, now I'm perfect. And that's what people don't realize. I see that. That's a clear vision. And I would urge anybody listening, anybody watching, to really, really look into what their definition of success is. Because it should be yours, not other people's perception and not their definition. Success to you is what it will always be. So a win is always a win when you know what it is to you, not what it is to other people.
And as we mentioned previously, there's always these kind of bags of garbage that are going to come. Sometimes they're self-inflicted. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're a combination of the two. And I think you had a combination of the two. And maybe we'll get into it. Maybe we won't. I know it's hard to talk about. And there might be still some legal issues going on with this. But in 2017, you were accused of an extramarital affair with your second wife, Aniko, and while she was pregnant. And to make matters worse, that someone was trying to extort you for money, claiming they had video evidence of the affair. And then it gets even worse than that, because on top of that, it was discovered that the person trying to extort you was your friend, actor Jonathan Todd Jackson, aka Action Jackson. Now, the LA District Attorney's Office ended up charging Jackson, so ruling in your favor that a felony was attempted in terms of extortion and by a threatening legal letter. So anyways, it's really about progressing and overcoming that. I know Philadelphia is near and dear to your heart. You've donated close to $1 million in scholarships for students in the Philadelphia area. And then at one point in time, gave $250,000 to the Philadelphia School District, who in recent years had been troubled by budget shortfalls and school closures. So it's all about being firm in your destination, but flexible in your path. And it's great to see that, you've been awarded your own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So congratulations on receiving that in 2016. And I love your words. I love your words that it's really about success is personal. Like, what's the personal definition of success? And so a good action item for our listeners out there is to write down, what is a personal definition for you is success? Like, if tomorrow was the day you took your last breath, what would be a successful life? Now, for me, it's not how many books I can sell. It's not how many people will download the podcast. It's not how many speeches I give. It's really about how many lives I touch. And most importantly, starting with my family. If I'm not a successful dad, then I'm not a success. No matter what other success I achieve, for me personally, that is number one. That's why we put guardrails in place so that I'm only away 52 max, 52 nights a year. So sometimes I take it a red eye to get back home so I can see the kids off to school. So it's really just a choice that I make. It's about leaving a lot of money on the table because we limit the amount of times that I might be away from the kids. And that I am perfectly happy living with. Having less in the bank, but more in the heart. Less in the bank, but more in the heart. It's up to you. Everyone's different. You don't have to do what I do. You don't have to do what Kevin does. It's about figuring out what success looks like for you. And the way to achieve that success is to write it down. So write it down today. Figure out what it is and write it down. We're so grateful to have you, Kevin. Thank you so much for your great tips. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kevin Hart with his 7 super tips. Thank you, audience, for joining us here today for the show that's designed to unlock and unleash the superpower that is within all of us. As I mentioned, one of Hart's best friends, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Go check out his podcast, one of those downloaded podcasts we have. You guys have a little competition, gamification. But as we said, it's not about comparing yourself to others. It's about comparing yourself to you, your yesterday self. Are you better today than you were yesterday? Did you beat your yesterday's self? Are you competing with the Joneses, which is the modern day sin? Or are you just competing with yourself? When you compete with yourself, you're so much happier. When you're just doing that judgment and the measurement against what does success look like for you, and are you tracking towards that success? Are you getting better each and every day? Over the long haul, there's going to be days when you take that dip, when you take that step back. We showed with Kevin Hart that he's had his mistakes and his missteps, and he's had his challenges. But it's about that roller coaster ride. It's up and down, but that the slope over time is going up the mountain. If you take a step back, a big step back, and look at the big picture, that line is continuing to go up. The day-to-day dips will happen, but the long-term journey, that long-term line, or as we said, that video game of life, that game of life, that you're long-term, you're going up that mountain, that you're ascending, that you're getting better each and every day. Because that growth is what leads to fulfillment. And fulfillment is what leads to that happiness. And in the moment, it's about experience that joy. That's the difference between joy and happiness. Joy is about, in that moment, are you feeling that joy? Are you experiencing that joy? It's not based on a result. It's based on, in that moment, in that present moment, are you enjoying it? Are you achieving that joy? Anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's Super You podcast. Again, this is your host, Equal Man, reminding us that this show is not possible without you, the listener. And it's not possible without the amazing people that put it together. So big thanks to Maritza Gutierrez, to Jake Brin, and also to our one and only Kelsey Gomez. So until next time, this is your host, Equal Man, reminding all of us, it is not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.